Det var Power of My Love. Välkommen till programmet som bara handlar om Elvis. En timme, ibland blir det längre, så pratar jag Elvis. Jag fokuserar på att Elvis själv ska prata så mycket som möjligt. Jag letar upp intervjuer. Men jag spelar också upp när andra artister och vänner och familj pratar om Elvis. Så välkommen till Elvis på mitt vis. Jag heter Annika Widnersson. Vi är på Radio Sigtuna. Ansvarig för sändningen är Föreningen Musik för alla. Idag tänker jag göra programmet som jag borde ha börjat med januari 2018. När jag gjorde mitt första Elvis-program. Jag borde ha börjat med att prata om Elvis röst. Utan sin röst hade Elvis inte blivit den Elvis som vi känner idag. När han hade slutat skolan körde han lastbil och läste till elektriker. Elvis ville egentligen bli läkare, men familjen hade inte råd att betala studierna. Elvis berättar själv. Det är 1969, International Hotel i Las Vegas.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about how I started and when I started and all that stuff, because a lot of it has been so inaccurate. A lot of people haven't really known. What really happened, I just got out of high school, and I was driving a truck, and I was studying to be an electrician, and I got wired the wrong way, man. So, but I was studying to be an electrician, and one day I was driving a truck, and I had a lunch break, and I went into a little record shop, and I made a record for a guy, a little demonstration record. Well, the guy put the record out in Memphis. Let's go. That's my hometown. You got to be loose when you say it, you know. Where you from, boy? Memphis. No. And if I get loose, I'm going to just fall apart. Anyway, the guy put the record out, and it became pretty big in Memphis. And all over the South in certain parts. But nobody had really heard of me, so I was working for about a year and a half in nightclubs and football fields, barns, losing a hayride, yes, sir. And then I met Colonel Parker. So they arranged to put me on television, and they put me on television. And somewhere in 1956 or something, and I did four shows on a Jackie Gleason show, and I did three or four shows on the Ed Sullivan show. I did the Steve Allen show. And they had me dressed in a tuxedo on the Steve Allen show and stand perfectly still. I couldn't move. I was standing like this. And they had me singing to a dog, man. It was a dog here, you know. And I'm saying, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog." And the dog's looking at me like, you know, "What are you doing, calling me names or what?" You know, so. And they photographed me from here up and so forth, you know. It was pretty hairy back then. So anyway, I went into the Army in 1958. I got drafted. I went to the Army for 2 years. I came out in 1960. Then I made some movies, you know, G.I. Blues and Blue Hawaii and several pictures that did very well for me. Thank you. But as the years went by, I really missed the people, the audience contact. I really was getting bugged. I was doing so many movies, and I couldn't really do what I could do. You know, they would say action, and I'd go, "What? What? Huh? Memphis?" You know. And I said, "That ain't what you're supposed to say." And I said, "Huh?" So anyway, it all kept going, and I really wanted to come back. And so that's why I'm here tonight. And I just want to give you a brief. And I tell you what, if you think long hair and sideburns were freaky now, 14 years ago, man, I couldn't walk down the street, man. Some guy said, "Hey, you have this press?" I said, "Yeah." I go, "Pow!" You know. I go, "Huh, Memphis."
Jag har tänkt att idag fundera och reflektera över hur kan man bli som Elvis. Det är ju förstås en nästan omöjlig uppgift. Man ska ha två föräldrar som man ärver något av, tänker jag. Elvis pappa skrev egna låtar och sjöng. Det finns en inspelning när han sjunger en låt som han själv har skrivit till sin fru. Den heter "Don't Close Your Doors to Me".
Don't close your doors to me forever. Now that our love had to end, don't shut me out of your life all the time. Just let me come by to be your friend. I have enough of memories to last a long, long time, but I need to refresh them now and then. So don't close your doors, and don't shut me up. Just let me still be your friend. I know now that I'm leaving, will you promise me that I can still see you? I couldn't go on in this world of the world, just knowing I could never be your friend. Don't close your door on me forever. Don't darken this world I live in. You know, memories sometimes in another trees are broken. And I still want to be your friend. Don't close your doors on me, forever. Don't darken the world I live. I could not go on. Just knowing I could never be your friend.
Jag hör Elvis i Vernons röst och jag tänker på när Elvis sjunger When the snow is on the roses. Sen har vi Elvis farfar, Jesse Presley. Han sjöng också och spelade in skivor. Jag har hittat den här, Who's That Kicking My Dog Around? Och efter det så sjunger han The Billy Goat Song. Every time I go to town, somebody kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if I didn't know how. Stop that kicking my dog around. Every time I go to town, somebody kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if I didn't know how. Stop that kicking my dog around. Oh, stop that kicking my dog around. älskade sin mamma högt. Hon lärde honom hur man är mot andra människor. Något som Elvis levde efter i hela sitt liv. Nu kommer Mamma från 1962.
From above is Mama,
Mama,
and everyone fell in love with Mama,
Mama,
Mama so sweet, Mama so nice, and if there's trouble, take Mama's advice, no one I hold so dear. Mama,
Mama,
I always want to be near Mama.
Jag fortsätter med Only the Strong Survive och lyssna vad Elvis säger innan han börjar sjunga.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another the whole darn thing went wrong. And my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her say,
boy, oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off of your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive, only the strong survive. Oh, you gotta be strong, you better hold on, don't go. All around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let that little girl know, I wouldn't let her know. She made me feel like a clown. There's a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet him if you give up now and say your life is through. And she said, only the strong survive, only the strong survive. Strong survive, only the strong survive.
en Elvis-historia som passar så bra till Elvis uppfostran. En man som arbetade på en italiensk restaurang på Hilton Hotel där Elvis bodde under turneringen. Mario, som mannen hette, talade om för Elvis en kväll att hans fru var döende i cancer. Elvis med sina livvakter åkte och besökte Marios fru. Elvis gav henne spiritual healing. Ledningen på Hilton Hotel fick reda på det här och avskedade Mario, för de uppfattade att han som anställd utnyttjat sin position på Hilton. Då gjorde Elvis så här på sin show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this chain I have around my neck here was given to me last night by the hotel, the Hilton Hotel. And thank you. It has my initials here, and it's just a favor for doing a third show last night. And there's a guy here that works in an Italian restaurant. His name is Mario. And these people are getting ready to fire him as soon as I leave. And I don't want him to go. I think he needs a job. And I think the Hiltons are bigger than that. No disrespect, I just want to wake up Conrad and tell him about Mario's job, that's all.
Nu fortsätter jag att spela Softly as I Leave You. Den passar så fint in till Elvis-historien, men det är två olika händelser.
I'd like to tell you just a little story. Let's make it brief. I'll tell you a little story. There was a man in Florida who was dying of cancer, and he was in a coma. He'd been in a coma for 3 days, and his wife was sitting right by his side. And on the third morning, she lay down beside him and dozed off to sleep. And he felt her when she dozed off to sleep, and at the same time he felt himself start to die. And he took a notepad from the side of the bed, and he wrote, "Softly, as I leave you, long before your arms can beg me stay, for one more hour, for one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall. So softly, softly, I will leave you there." That's it.
Elvis var i kyrkan från 2-årsåldern med sina föräldrar. Det var en stor del av hans uppväxt och liv som vuxen. Jag spelar Father Along, amerikansk gospelsång ifrån södern.
Never more than lonely and drear. Then do we wonder how others prosper, living so wicked, year after year. Father, know all about it. Father, understand why. Cheer up, my
ja, nu har vi en början. Ett hem med föräldrar och släkt som sjunger och spelar musik. Det är kyrkan och gospel och religiös uppfostran. Vad finns det mer som gör en Elvis? Elvis var i Hollywood både före och efter militärtjänstgöringen, även om han avskydde det, eftersom han inte fick de roller som han hade tänkt. Så var det lärorikt. Lära sig memorera texter, lära sig agera, spela en roll. Nu kommer ledmusiken ifrån Charro från filmen 1969. Det är den enda filmen som Elvis bara har en spelroll. Ingen sång förutom titelsången Charro. De hade börjat lyssna på Elvis som ville göra spelfilmer. Men det var för sent. Elvis lämnade filmen.
Eyes that hide the man within, you see behind the eyes of other men. You've lived and died and come to life again, and now you're standing alone at the crossroads of your mind. You've left your yesterdays behind, but which road leads you to tomorrow? Charlie, back on yesterday, betrayed a man who swore he'd make you pay. For when you left, you took his pride away. You know he'll never let you break away so easily. You'll have to fight before you're free. But how much more time can you borrow, Charlie? Now in a single moment your past grows dim. One thought goes racing across your mind. You ride to meet the woman you stole from him. Oh no, Charo, don't go. Charo, don't go. There's something hanging in the wind. Your past is catching up and closing in. You've been halfway to hell and back again. And now you'd laugh in the devil's face with your last breath. You'd run a race with life and death. But will you live to see tomorrow?
Charo.
Så gjorde han något oväntat, militärtjänstgöring 2 år i Tyskland. 24 mars 1958 till 5 mars 1960. Det var helt frivilligt och alla tog nog ett djupt andetag och trodde att Elvis karriär var slut. Men man lär sig något också, tänker jag, förutom att skjuta. Elvis älskade ju vapen. Man lär sig disciplin. Elvis var sergeant och han tränade karate. Jag spelar Soldier Boy och efter det Daddy's Big Boots.
Soldier Boy, why feel blue? Don't you believe that she will be true? It's written she was meant for only you. Soldier boy, tell me why do you cry? When you return, she'll rush to your side. It's written in the blue that she was meant.
Daddy Big Boots, Big Boots is his name. It takes a big man to wear big boots. That's your daddy's claim to fame. They know your daddy Big Boots wherever soldiers are, 'cause he can handle an armored tank just like a kiddie car. So sleep, little soldier, don't you cry. General Sandman soon coming by. Do 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 do.
tell you a little secret. You won't believe it's true. Did you know your daddy Big Boots once wore little boots like you? They call your daddy Big Boots. Big Boots is his name. It takes a big man to wear big boots. That's your daddy's claim to fame. They know your daddy Big Boots wherever soldiers are, 'cause he can handle an armored tank just like a kiddie car. So sleep, little soldier, don't you cry. Do-do-do-do. General Sandman soon coming by. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Gonna tell you a little secret. You won't believe it's true. Did you know your daddy Big Boo once wore little boots like you?
Jag tror att Elvis hade stor nytta av det han lärde sig under militärtjänstgöringen. Han hade lärt sig att leda andra människor, organisera, vilket måste ha varit en tillgång när han satt ihop sina stora shower. Jag har hört siffran 30 musiker på scen samtidigt, om man nu räknar in orkestern. Och Elvis hade stenkoll på alla, om man nu lyssnar på vad musikerna själv berättar. Här kommer American Tjigoli och det är ett bra exempel. Elvis sjunger och dirigerar alla musiker på scenen.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old towns are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Sing it, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in
Dixieland, I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Bound to die.
soon be over.
Karaten som han började träna i Tyskland, militärtjänstgöring. När jag lyssnar på intervjuer från Elvis livvakter och vänner så hade han en superfysik. Han tränade karate jämt, hemma som på turnéer. Även om jag inte pratar om Elvis privatliv, eftersom jag tycker det är just hans privata liv. Så har jag sett hemvideos när jag letat efter information till programmet. Och de blåmärken jag sett på Elvis kropp, så förstår man att det tränades karate med riktiga slag och sparkar. Nu kommer Liza Minnelli och hon berättar när hon och Alice Cooper med några flera var gäster i Elvis suite på Hilton Hotel.
If I say the words Elvis and karate to you, Liza,
yes.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Oh, it does? Oh,
yeah.
Good. Oh, tell all.
Well, he liked to do it. He loved karate.
Yes.
And his moves on stage later on came from karate. And he was just really into it. I met him in Las Vegas. I had two dancers in my show, two beautiful lady dancers. It was us three women.
I hear you.
I'm a natural man, you know. And I think he kind of liked one of those ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So he came backstage and said, can I watch the show from that? I said, sure. And he watched and everything, and then he invited us all over. And we went over to this spectacular, I mean, I've never seen a space like that. His suite, it was just incredible, incredible. And we're kind of sitting there. I'm next to Alice Cooper.
Wow.
We're sitting there.
What a random, random group of people.
With Chubby Checkers. Alice Cooper. Some porn star. I can't remember
some
which
star.
One. Some really, you know, right at the moment.
A good one.
It was Linda Lovelace, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
You were there, weren't you?
And him.
She's told me the story.
Was there a deadpan British comedian as well?
Oh, yeah. But we're all kind of sitting there, and he's disappeared, so we're kind of trying to chat. And suddenly, the door flies open, and I hear, hi-ya! And he's in the room in full, you know, dress. Hi-ya! 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 And then it was like the Peter Sellers movie where the guy comes out of the closet to fight him, you know. Yeah. And he, suddenly some guy, I guess his teacher, you heard, and he came from over here. And all of us are going, gee, that's great. Wow. Did you do this every night? You know, what do you say? It was just, I couldn't believe it.
I love your life.
Oh, my God.
Det pratas så mycket om Elvis karisma. Nu när jag lyssnar på reaction-videos som yngre lyssnare har så är det nästan det första de säger när de tittar på Elvis liveshower. Elvis karisma och kontakten med publiken och att han äger scenen. Hur tränar man upp sånt? Yoga och meditation, som Elvis själv säger när han pratar om karate och utvecklar sig själv. Sen att man har spelat in 30 filmer ger ju också övning och färdighet. Elvis pratar om karate.
For 16 years. I started when I was in the army in 1959. I've been doing it every day of my life ever since. For at least 2 to 3 to 6 hours a day. And it's been tremendous for me as far as body conditioning, mind control, weight control, breathing techniques. It involves yoga, it involves meditation. There's a lot to it. It's not just breaking bricks and fighting. I mean, how many times is a brick going to come out and attack you, you know? See, these guys going, yeah, I'm breaking the board. But how many times is a board going to come out and attack you, you know? So it's not for that reason. It's a much deeper meaning.
Jag spelar Home is Where the Heart Is. Och så är det ju.
Who will we become in the far future?
Home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home. I don't need a mansion on a hill that overlooks the sea, anywhere. You with me is home. Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch. Our home is where is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home. Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch. For home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home, home.
Nu har vi pratat om föräldrar, kyrka och tro, Hollywood, militärtjänstgöring, karate, yoga, meditation. Karisman, eller energin som Elvis utstrålar, beskriver den här killen. Så bra när han tittar på när Elvis är i inspelningsstudion med sina musiker, Little Sister. Och han hinner också med att ha koll på Elvis skjortor.
All right, YouTube family, welcome back. We are on a roll, baby. Woo, as you guys can see in the title, Little Sister, man. Another video I've never seen, never heard the song before, so super excited for this reaction. Let's jump right into it.
Say it's very nice and then you run.
man's shirts. All right? Man, them shirts fits his style perfect. Woo! Back in the day, if I ever have a old school party, I gotta find me a shirt like that. Want that one and that other one, what he had, standing up.
Sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's really nice and then you run. Don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. Don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you.
The man cool level was so high that he makes everything just look so easy and just smooth, man. My goodness. I know being around him had to be such a treat because, like, he, you know, his positive energy just puts you in a good mood, man. This is excellent.
Sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does?
Right. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, man. This is fun. Are y'all having fun? I'm having fun. You know, to be able to just watch some epicness. It's just cool, man. And it's crazy because these videos be so short, man, but I feel such a big impact by When I'm watching them, man. That was, what, 2 minutes, 35 seconds of greatness? Wow. All right.
Effekten som Elvis har på oss är välkänd. Jag kallar det för Elvis Fever. De som drabbas ofta inom en minut in i låten. Ett fenomen som visar sig hela tiden i reaction-videos. Går nästan att ställa klockan. Nu kommer TCB med MGD som reagerat till Poke Sally Danny. Det är en mycket ärlig kvinna som säger att hon skulle klättra över sin man för att komma till scenen och få en kyss av Elvis. Vad säger man om det? Det är inte Elvis som skäller i bakgrunden. Det är hennes hund.
So, here is Elvis, Poke Sally and Annie. Lots of energy in this one.
What are you looking at back there?
Say, I'm looking at you. One of the favorite wardrobes right there, that jumpsuit. with all these like chains.
Some of y'all have been down south too much.
When he does that like shuffle thing,
these
things go like everywhere.
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. It looks something like a turnip green. And everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad.
I know this thing by heart.
Anyway, I used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out and even some bigger mess of it and carry it home and cook it for supper. That's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, the little girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look sad.
Oh, I love that part. Ah.
Here goes your granny.
Like, let the animal loose.
Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on the chain gang.
Sweet inspiration. Can't go wrong.
Vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go round by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a poke salad. Poke salad, and it you got your bread.
I'm gonna be that lady right there. I wanna be in
machine.
That audience.
No, the
lucky her.
The working on the chain.
I love how he would just tease his sweet inspirations. Like, oh, there goes the chain. Yeah, shake it. Yep, there it is. Put that right there on loop. See, I'm that girl right there. She's like, oh my god. He's hot. I love that. And he has to sit there and like, read the lyrics.
Randy had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck. Crash, oh, Saturday. Get it, what you ready? Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang.
I like this
song,
oh, yeah.
Look, it's not a little, not a dream. Know what needs.
This is what's challenging for most impersonators. You gotta nail these moves down. Ooh, a lot of. I love this part. I mean, another round of Elvis dancing? Who's gonna object? Here we go. Is it the hands? Is it the hips? Is it the chest? And it goes, oh, there goes all those little strings everywhere. Yes, yes! That's it right there. Like, yeah, that's a lot of work. Nailed it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you. Sheesh. Thank you. No, seriously, like, you watch something like that, and, like, I can't say I'm speechless because I'm just like, oh, like, the whole time, and. Like, every single move is, like, perfect. And it's just, that's what I appreciate about the Vegas performances. It's, like, these live performances that he did. Sold out shows all week. And it was just like him, you know, drinking his Gatorade and probably a little extra something mixed up in there. But it was just him being him. And that was the awesome part. It was like you just go and get these up close and personal concerts. And I wish I would be there. I would, all the concerts I've been to today, I'd give up all of those and go to one of these Elvis performances and probably, you know, feel more than any other concerts I've been to. And it's just, you see it in the audience, you know, they're just up, they're dancing, and he's, you know, sitting there talking to them. He goes around, Love Me Tender, starts kissing all these women in the audience. I'm like, man, I would have jumped over my husband and over the table and everyone else just to get a big sweaty kiss from Elvis, you know, and the little scarves that he would throw in Aloha Hawaii, you know, and it's just seems like he just wanted to make sure everyone left with a good time and, you know, everyone got a little piece of Elvis.
Som ni märker börjar det här programmet bli precis som alla andra program som jag har gjort. Jag har ingen förklaring till Elvis röst. Det finns inte en enda person som säger att han eller hon har rösttränat Elvis. Fanns den personen så skulle han eller hon garanterat pratat om det, tror jag. Kanske Elvis var som vår Tommy Körberg. Han bara harklar sig och sen kan han sjunga. Så sa i alla fall min mamma. Jag spelar I Got a Woman och efter det Blowing in the Wind. Och då är det Elvis som sjunger bas som han älskade.
Well, I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. She's my baby. Don't you understand? Her love of man. Well, I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. She says her love early in the morning is for me. Oh, yeah. She says her love early in the morning is for me. Oh, yeah. She's my baby. Don't you understand? Her love of man. Well, I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. She said, love me all day and night. Never grumbles or fusses, just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. You know the woman's way. Right there now in a home. I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. I see my baby. Don't you understand? I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. You know, she knows she's all right. She knows she's all right. She knows she's all right. I got a woman way over town. She's good to me.
And how many years must one man have before he can hear people cry.
Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head, pretending he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many roads must the... It says here, course, yes, and how many seeds must a white dove sell before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must a cannonball fly before they were ever land?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Jag har hittat en röstcoach som lyssnar när Elvis sjunger. Can't help falling in love. Hon heter Betty Rose och jag tycker hon ger en intressant analys av Elvis röst. Låten och den Elvis-information som hon läst någonstans.
Here we go. It's the king of rock and roll.
Wise men say only fools
it's like a cuddle.
Rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't falling in love with you?
So what is it that makes this classic voice so distinct? He has such a warm tone in these lower areas. People are often unsure whether he was a baritone or tenor because he had some great old high notes as well. He also possesses the warmth of a baritone. You can hear it there, those lovely scoops and slides into each note. Makes it kind of croon, and the way he uses the vibrato all the way through the note. Something that's also interesting about him, which is different than a lot of rock and roll singers, is he has really open vowels, which is more associated with classical singers or people who have had a little bit more training than he has, but it sounds wicked and cool and open, and it makes it sound just easy.
Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my...
So Elvis was seen as average by his school teacher at singing to begin with.
For I can't help falling in love with you.
What's interesting about Elvis is when he was first given his guitar, He was like, oh, I would have preferred a bicycle. This is when he was a kid, and he slowly learned bit by bit, but he was too shy to sing. By the time he was in secondary school, he would sit and practice on his breaks and was known as a bit of a weird kid who would just play hillbilly music, but he sounds wicked these days. Also, what's interesting about this song is that it borrowed its melody from this. Yes, this is a piece of classical French music, and it's just really interesting to see how these beautiful melodies have been reused from classical music. So pop isn't just pop. There's classical music at the base of a lot of styles of music.
Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life.
Love the warmth he gets at the bottom.
Falling in love.
It's just so distinctive.
For I can't help falling in love with you.
It's so cute. What a classic. What a tone.
Det finns i alla fall hur många som helst som talar om hur vi ska göra för att sjunga som Elvis. Jag har valt den här killen, Tommy Willis, songwriter, voice coach. Så, nu är det bara att börja träna.
There are three essential elements to singing like Elvis. Emotion. Well, my baby left me, never said a word. Was it something I'd done, something that she heard? My baby left me, you know she left me. My baby even left me, he never said goodbye. Vibrato. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Intimacy with a tear. Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. But love me.
Jag fortsätter med Moonlight Sonata. Heminspelning från 1966. Det är Elvis, Red West, Charlie Hodge och vänner. Varför denna inspelning? Jo, Elvis älskade att sjunga bas.
Thank you.
Trying to get to you. Ännu en reaction-video. Denna gång med Modern Renaissance Man. Han pratar om Elvis gåva med musik, gitarr och sina egna upplevelser.
Elvis Presley, Trying to get to you. 68 comeback special. Here we go.
I've been traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. Well, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me true, I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Do I need to say anything? that was crazy, man. I bet some of those women that was wishing they was that guitar, don't they? I bet they do. Man, hey, he be bringing it, for real, straight up. He just be bringing it. You can tell something like what he's doing right here that, you know, like people say things like a person was born to do something like, you can, I don't, like Stevie Ray Vaughan playing the guitar, you almost like, dude, you were created to do that just because how the fluent and how they just flow with it. And even the guy we did the other day, Jose, blind, playing the guitar and fingers just, man, that's crazy, man. Just the natural, born, God-given talents and gifts everybody has. It's crazy. But something like this, you can just tell the dude was born to be doing something like that. It's just, come. I bet you, I don't know if it's out there, but if there's any interviews, I bet you Elvis Presley probably feel like he doesn't even have to work to do what he's doing right there. But again, I was cracking up how those ladies was all had the old doo-wop hairdos and just looking and all. Hell, boy, Elvis could not be doing something like that today. They would have snatched him off that stage. No, I'm just kidding. They had a little bit more respect and modesty back then, I guess, you know. Had to have, because half y'all told me that Elvis Presley, whenever he would perform, they had to shoot him kind of how it looks like now from the waist up because of all the hip gyrating he was doing. Elvis the Pelvis, y'all told me y'all called him. Anyway, enjoyed that, man. Absolutely enjoyed. I love when it's something like this is done, when they just kind of sitting up there laid back. Like I said, it kind of reminds me of when me and my friends used to be at church having pizza and drinks and all that, and all of us just playing amongst each other for hours. So enjoy that, man.
Jag fortsätter med Baby Let's Play House. en favorit.
A pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Now, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I won't play hard with you. All in the house, kid. Now this is one thing, baby, that I want you to know. Come on back and let's play a little house so we can act like we did before. But so baby, come back, baby, go. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play out with you. Hit it! Yeah! Hey, listen to me, baby. Try to understand. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. And then, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Informationen man får ifrån Graceland, som har allt om Elvis samlat, säger att Elvis hade ett absolut gehör. Han lyssnade på musik och tog sedan fram ett instrument och sjöng och spelade på gehör det han hört. Han spelade gitarr, piano, trummor har jag hört. Jag har sett honom med en trumpet, men jag vet inte om han spelade. Nu kommer Unchanged Melody från 1977, och det är en reaction video med en ung kille som är mycket ödmjuk inför det han ser och hör. Och han ser att det här är ju 1977 när Elvis var väldigt sjuk. Så lyssna på honom, han gör det här väldigt fint.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm Xavier, and I'm back with another reaction video. So today, we're gonna react to a video that you guys have been waiting for. This one will be reacting, like I said in the video, in the thumbnail, we're gonna react to Elvis Presley singing Unchained Melody. Let's go. I'm excited because Righteous Brothers just... Oh, I mean, Bobby Hatfield just delivered a really, really great delivery of the song, man. Like, really, that was so smooth. And yeah, I'm just really excited for what the king has to offer here. Let's go.
I gotta do this first. This is a song that I just recorded, and it's an old song called Unchained Melody. I had to play the piano, so it'll take just a second. I don't know all the chords, so if you hear me, give my fingers cotton and put in.
You can hear in his speaking voice alone that he is very sick. Someone told me in the comment section that he was sick performing this song. So, man, that alone in itself is impressive. From the looks of this video, looks like he was past his prime. So, salute, man, for performing this beautiful song.
Okay, you know what it is.
But I'm not sure.
Now, Johnny, you gotta make it your mind, son. You gotta hold a microphone, put a scarf on, hold the ring. Show me the right keys. Got it?
Man, that charisma.
Okay.
Not yet even singing.
This song is, I just recorded it, and it, I don't know. Is it out?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks it'll be out? Unchained Melody.
Let's go,
Elvis. An album called Unchained Melody. Makes a lot of sense. Okay.
How you like it so far?
Let's go. Yes. Come on, man.
Oh, my love, my darling, I hungered for your touch alone.
And that outfit. Man, I'm sorry to pause. I know you guys hate when I pause, but that, the way he opened that mouth from the start, wow. It filled up the arena like instantly. Whoa. And that piano playing is just brilliant. Ooh.
Time goes by so slowly. And time can do so much. Are you still mine?
So, yeah.
Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the upper arms of the sea.
Yes, lonely solid vibrato.
Wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Wow. That build up though with the piano. The choir started to sing. Gas stadium. Wow. Wow. Wow, man. First of all, I didn't know he has that kind of falsetto. That is a smooth falsetto he has. Man, from the start, it's obvious that he was sick in his performance. I mean, something about a cold or something, some cough too, but damn, he killed that. He killed that. Boy, he killed that. Wow. It was, in my opinion, this was as solid as Bobby Hatfield, if not more solid, because his voice was a little bit more, of course, we all know that Elvis Presley here is a pure baritone and Bobby Hatfield is a tenor, so that's one big difference for the delivery of this song, but damn son, he killed it, all the high notes, he took care of business in this performance. Woo! He was killing it. And yo, the charisma of this man is no joke. The moment he started singing, the stage, the stadium was filled with his voice. My God, and that piano playing was just brilliant. The choir came in, I was just complete. This was some performance. And it looks like he was in the tail end of his career in this video. So, man, salute. Wow, this was a really good rendition of that song. I mean, there's thousands of covers of this song I've heard online, and legends are just people that separate themselves from the others, you know? Not just in a vocal standpoint, but the charisma, the delivery, it's all good, it's all there.
Jag fortsätter med, här kommer några ord från B.B. King, som var en av de mest kända bluesgitarristerna i världen. Han började tidigt med gospel. Så här berättade B.B. King om Elvis.
I want to talk a little bit about the people you've known. You knew Elvis,
yes,
before he was big.
Yes.
And you knew him after he was big.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Elvis was very shy when I first met him.
Was it Sun Studio? Where was it?
Sun Studio in Memphis there. Dewey Phillips was a disc jockey, yeah, and his brother Sam Phillips was on the station. So I used to go out to the studio, and my company that I worked for at the time would always contract Mr. Phillips to let us in any time that we had something to record. And usually Elvis would be there practicing a lot of times. He had several people, but at that time he was a handsome guy, good looking. I didn't think too much about his playing or singing. I mean, it was okay,
yeah,
but I didn't see at that time what I saw later on. But he would talk, and it was, you know.
Interested in your music?
He would watch. He didn't ask questions a lot, but he would watch.
Because
sometimes
a lot of people, when they heard Elvis, thought he was black, didn't they?
At first, yes.
Yeah, they said he's playing black music. He's a white guy.
Yeah, but see, at first he was playing more like rockabilly. He wasn't really getting into the things that he started to do later. But when he started to do that, then he started turning heads, including mine.
Yeah, it did?
So yes.
What did you see then?
I saw that he had everything. The looks, he had the talent.
He had the rhythm.
He had
the rhythm. He
had
the soul.
He had everything. To me, he had everything. You know, you started looking at the guy's, God almighty, he's handsome, he's tall, and he looks good, he can sing, he can play.
You got a lot of women.
Well, I didn't see women disliking him, but he was just...
Det är dags att avsluta Elvis på mitt vis för den här gången. Det handlar om Elvis röst, men det finns ingen riktig information om den. Jag har pratat om hans bakgrund, familj som var musikalisk. Elvis hade gehör, som man säger, musikbegåvning, och Elvis soul, som alla pratar om. Elvis skrev egna saker i böcker som han läste och gjorde anteckningar överallt i böckerna. Så här skriver Elvis på ett ställe. It's your love that brings the song to me. The melody of my soul is played by your love untold. Elvis egna ord. Från en säker källa har jag hört att Hudiksvall lyssnar på mina program. Ni är varmt välkomna till Elvis på mitt vis. Nu slutar Elvis som alltid programmet.
Well, thanks for letting me talk to you and sort of get things off of my chest. I sure appreciate your listening to my RCA Victor records. And I'd like to thank all the disc jockeys for playing them. Bye bye.
Du har lyssnat på Elvis på mitt vis på Radio Sigtuna 88,2. Ansvarig för sändningen är Föreningen Musik för alla. Allt gott!